And Paul, how are you?
George, Craig, how are you?
We're doing great.
Fine. Well, have you even thought about giving back the gold, or are you just taking it and running?
There is no effing way I'm giving it back.
Now, why is that? It was scored.
It's mine.
Well, not really, though. It was scored incorrectly. And your sport is all about scores.
Is that my fault?
No, it's not your fault.
Didn't think so.
But in the spirit of the Olympics, shouldn't you say,
it's
you know?
It's the spirit of the Olympics.
Gosh, Paul.
Mine now, bitch.
Hey. Now, sir, we're going to ask that you watch your language a little bit here.
Those Koreans can't even see the medal. Why do they want it?
What do you mean by that?
Koreans, come on. The Olympics is all about America.
No, it's about international competition and friendliness between countries.
Oh, jump on this.
Well, you're awfully combative this morning.
You are combative.
Hey, if the Koreans knew how I've incorporated the medal into my sex play, they wouldn't want it back.
Oh my gosh. I don't think I want to hear that either.
It's okay.
You are?
Yes.
You're just coming out and admitting it.
Sure.
Okay.
I have no problem with it. You got a problem with it?
No, that's fine.
All right, I'll kick your junior ass.
I never introduced myself to you. How do you know which one I am?
I know you. You're known in the gay community.
Oh, I am?
Mm-hmm. Wow. You're learning some new things here this morning. All right, let me give you this scenario. You have a twin brother who's on the Olympic team.
Mm-hmm.
What if he was the one who got screwed in this whole scoring thing? Would you give it up to him?
Hey, I'll give it up to a lot of guys, but not my twin brother. That's sick, George.
I'm talking about giving him the medal.
You said that he got screwed, not by me.
I hope not.
I'm talking about the scoring system and giving him the medal.
I'm not going to score with my twin brother, George.
All right.
Just get off of it. All right, sounds like that's what you're doing anyway.
I can't believe how combative you are and how just
I can't believe you want me to give a medal to the Koreans. They're in the axis of evil, in case you haven't read the paper.
That's North Korea. This is South Korea.
Do they look any different? Case closed.
Okay, I guess he's got us there.
You do have us there.
If you don't like Koreans, I guess that's your business.
And he just closed the case.
Yeah.
So.
I sure did.
Well, where does your life go from here, post-Olympic Games?
A lot better than Yang Tae-young. What the hell kind of name is that?
Well, that's just
Korean.
It's a Korean
name. I hate him.
What? Why?
Because he tries to take my medals away all the time.
He doesn't.
Yes, he does.
There's just one instance here where there's some controversy.
There's only one Korean I hate more.
Who?
Young Poo Tang.
Golly.
That's a made-up name. Sir, you are immature, and I don't think you're handling this very well.
Whatever, fatty.
Hey.
You're just jealous of my body.
No, I'm not jealous
you
of your body.
You want this, don't you, George?
No, I don't want this.
I know you.
No, you don't. Yep. I've never met you before.
Uh-huh.
He's taunting you.
We were in the Coppell Parade together.
You have never been in the Coppell Parade, and I've never been in the Coppell
Parade.
You were
Grand Marshal of the Coppell Parade,
no.
And I was gayer than the Coppell Parade. That's the connection.
How did your voice get so high, Paul?
I dare y'all to come take this medal away.
Well, we're not going to try to take it away.
You'll have to pry out of my cold, dead, gay hand.
Dead? This is Paul Hamm, the Olympic gymnast, with us on the ticket. Why is your voice so high?
I don't know. It's not, is it?
Yeah, it's pretty high.
I never noticed. I don't know. Maybe it's because I just don't have a lot of testosterone.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm different.
You're different?
Yeah. I don't like girls.
You what?
I don't like girls.
You don't like girls?
Uh-uh.
Huh.
Nope.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I started in gymnastics by trying to get away from a girl. In second grade, Emily Spencer tried to kiss me, and I did a back bend to try to get away from her.
So that got you started in gymnastics, huh? You ever racked yourself in gymnastics?
No.
Oh, okay.
Why do you say that?
Well, some people think that you get racked so much in gymnastics that maybe that's why you have a high voice.
No.
I guess that was out of left field, huh?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Well, Paul, do whatever you think you should do with that medal, and thanks a lot for the time this morning.
Hey, do me a favor.
Huh.
Tell Randy Galloway I said hello again.
Okay, we'll pass that along.
Look forward to hooking up when I come in town, Randy.
All right, bye, Paul.
All right, have good.
Okay. That's allegedly Paul Hum.